Good afternoon. Welcome to Metro on KGNU. I'm Shakita Yarbrough, and I'm here on the first Monday of every month with my show, Victorious Single Parents. My guest today is Erica Moach from Boulder County Farmers Market, and we'll be discussing the sugar tax of Boulder County, the Angel Tree Giving Program for less fortunate families, and just some new things going on with WIC today. Good afternoon, Erica.
Good afternoon, Shakita. Thank you for having me.
Yes, you know, I'm glad that you decided to come back on my show again this time, and you just have so many wonderful things going on before the end of the year, and I feel like our audience need to know that.
We do. We have a lot going on. We still have our farmers markets in Boulder and Longmont for the next 2 weeks. We end on November 18th. Then we also have a winter market. And for these last couple markets, we were fortunate enough to receive funding from the sugar sweetened beverage tax. We partnered with our friends at Boulder County Public Health and were able to secure some funding to double WIC at market. And the great part about that is when I say double WIC, there's no cost involved. The Boulder County Farmers Market, since the mid-90s, has been making donations to Boulder County WIC every year. And when clients go in for their appointment, they get $20 worth of WIC bucks to spend at our farmers markets. Now they can come to the market, show their WIC card, and they get $40 in WIC bucks to spend at market on fresh fruits and vegetables and meats and cheeses.
Can you explain a little bit more about the sugar tax and how the Boulder County Farmers Market is able to receive some funding from that?
The sugar sweetened beverage tax is basically to promote health equity. That is what the funds are meant to go towards. And when I talk about health equity, it's not the same as health equality. We're not trying to have everybody standing on the same block. What we're trying to do is make it fair and accessible and give everybody the opportunity and the access to healthier programs like fruits and vegetables.
You know, I work at the farmers market on Saturdays. I have the opportunity to work with people that come to the information booth. And I know people who receive SNAP, they get the double up bucks, and they are so ecstatic about the extra $20 that they get for just fruits and vegetables, and very appreciative of it. But what's so weird for me is that how many people in Boulder County don't even know about the extra $20 that they receive for the fruits and vegetables. And it's expensive sometimes to eat healthier. And so the funding from this tax is helping our Boulder County citizens who are participants of WIC and SNAP, give them the opportunity to be able to eat healthier, even better, and even with more money. So not just $20, but now $40.
Well, and what's great about this is when we talk about equity, equity needs to be a function of our community to help each other. And we've had farmers prior to this program that would double SNAP or give 25% off or discounts on it. And farmers aren't making a lot of money. So what I love about this program is it takes the burden off our farmers. And we have the community pitching in and bringing people up and making this accessible to people in our community where prior it wasn't. Mm-hmm. The Double Up program is amazing. And we've been doing it. It started out as the Harvest Buck program in Boulder in 2014. And we have seen in Boulder and now Longmont 50% increases of participation each year. It's amazing. And it's founded on bringing fruits and vegetables to people, nutritious food. And once you're eating those nutritious foods and fruits and vegetables and less processed foods, it's going to keep you out of the hospital. It's going to, you know, right now, Boulder County, we're at 25% for childhood obesity. With this program, it puts more fruits and vegetables on the plates of those children so they don't become obese adults and are more prone to diabetes and other health problems.
I mean, our youth are now having diabetes and their health issues. And, you know, we do need to make sure that they have the opportunity to have these fruits and vegetables more available to them. Especially for families who are, you know, low income and they can't afford, you know, a lot of things, and they have to make a decision on paying certain bills, like keeping the lights on and the rent, mm-hmm. having shelter, over paying for fruits and vegetables or some other things in the household. And unfortunately, there are many families that make those decisions. And so now we have this opportunity to spread the word. You have this opportunity to spread the word about this new funding that you now have. And so what is the process for people? What do they have to do? When does it start? When do they get it? All of these things. So, you know, you see I'm all excited about it. So,
yeah. So the WIC program is the Women, Infant, Children program. And that is available to women that are pregnant, have a small child. I think it goes the whole way up to the age of 5 for the child. And it's a great program. The SNAP program, I think you can call, if you go to hungerfreecolorado.com, they can give you a lot more information, and they can also help get you pre-qualified so you don't go to the office and either you're not qualified or you didn't bring the right paperwork and you have to go back, and that just, it makes it harder. And you can call them and they'll be able to walk you through the step-by-step process. And once you are on SNAP, all you have to do is go to the farmer's market, show your SNAP card, and you can run it for any amount from $1 to $20, and we'll match any amount from $1 to $20 in fruit and vegetable bucks. You can go to each market. There's no cap. The only cap is you can only run your card and get the
double up bucks
once per market. Mm-hmm. But we have 5 markets a week during our peak season. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of opportunity there, and they're in different communities as well, so we try to provide more access points.
You're listening to Metro on KGNU. I'm Shakita Yarbrough, and I'm here on the first Monday of every month with my show, Victorious Single Parents. My guest today is Erica Moat from Boulder County Farmers Market. And so we are just talking about how we need our children to be healthier, our families to be healthier, to live longer, although we are living longer, mm-hmm. But in Boulder County, as you said, 25% of our youth, our young kids are obese. And so now Boulder County Farmers Market, along with
Boulder County Public Health,
are joined together to, with some extra funds from the
sugar sweetened beverage tax from the city of Boulder,
in providing more opportunity, more monetary value to our people who have WIC and SNAP participants of up to $40 of fruits and vegetables. And so Halloween is over with.
No more candy.
But we do have Thanksgiving that's coming, you know, Christmas holidays, or, you know, all the holidays till the end of the year. You have the New Year. So a lot of people tend to splurge with sweet desserts and everything else. So if we can incorporate more vegetables in our dinners for the holidays, that would be awesome. And another thing I would like to mention is now the Boulder County Farmers Market have a cookbook.
We do. And this cookbook was another item that was paid for by the sugar sweetened beverage tax. We held focus groups, and when I say we, I mean Boulder County Public Health, with some help from Boulder County Farmers Market. And we talked to SNAP participants who participated in the Harvest Buck and Double Up program and asked them what we could do. How could we help make this program better if we were, you know, what are they looking for? And a lot of people talked about not knowing how to cook certain things, not knowing how to save or package certain things, and just wanted kind of a cookbook and a how-to when it comes to fruits and vegetables. And that's one of the things we've heard is fruits and vegetables can be scary. You can overcook them. You can undercook them. You don't store them right. They go bad. And that's kind of where this cookbook was born from. We decided to work with local chefs, and the main chef that we work with is Matt Collier from Seeds Library Cafe. Seeds Cafe is owned by Boulder County Farmers Market and was created to bring year-round local food to the table every day of the year that it's open. And we have about 500 of these cookbooks printed. We're giving them out to all WIC and SNAP participants. We're hoping that we'll be able to get some printed for our customers that they can buy for Christmas gifts or themselves during our winter market the first weekend in December. And all the funds that will come from the selling of these notebooks will go, cookbooks, will go back to making these cookbooks available for free to all WIC and SNAP participants.
Yeah, I love the cookbook. It's gorgeous. It's a beautiful book. And so many of the participants just within the last 2 weeks, the last two weekends have come back and said that the recipes are very simple and easy. They like the format of the pages. It helps them to follow the directions better. So I will like to say that's the feedback I've received on Saturdays, you know, while working there. People love that cookbook. So I'm excited to see how many people will give us more feedback on that, because it is a nice cookbook and some very, very good recipes. I know there's some vegetables that some people may not know what to do with, like butternut squash or, you know, just some of the things that they hardly ever use or scared to attempt. Right. You know, and that cookbook gives you the opportunity to try something different and be simple with it. So I think that makes a lot. That's, you know, that's really good.
Well, and also when you're counting your dollars and you're trying to figure out, you know, food versus electric bills and things, food loss is a huge issue.
Yes.
And that's something that we've heard a lot about. And especially like with children, with trying to get children to try new things. If your child's not going to like something, and it can take 7 to 12 bites for a child to like a vegetable, you're creating food loss. And, you know, when you're in certain situations, that means somebody's not eating. And a lot of parents don't want to take that jump and can understand that. So there's another program that's funded through the Sugar Sweetened Beverage Tax, and it's an early childhood to farm program with Boulder County Public Health. And what they'll be doing is buying different fruits and vegetables from our local farmers, and they're bringing these vegetables to the after-school care centers. I think there's 19 of them in Boulder County. And they're exposing children to new fruits and vegetables, which I think is just huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll help parents.
Yeah, that is really good. That's a really great program. And how long have that program been around?
Well, we started it about 2 years ago. Boulder County Farmers Market partnered with Boulder County Public Health. We had some funding left over from another program that was getting kids to eat fruits and vegetables. So it was a really good fit to partner. So we've done a pilot program of this. And what's great is we're able to send some of these fruits and vegetables home with the children to the family.
Hmm.
And that way, you know, the whole family gets to kind of try some of these. So we're looking at expanding this program into all 19 centers, and it's exciting.
So now with this tax, I just want to kind of recap. We have extra money for WIC participants and SNAP participants for fruits and vegetables starting now.
The WIC program is starting now, and it actually started about 2 weeks ago at the markets, and we've had a phenomenal response.
Wow.
So there's definitely a need in the community. And what we really want to do is bring people together. You don't ask your friend to go shop with you at the grocery store unless you need a ride or something. But you ask your friend to come meet you at the farmer's market. And it's more than just providing fruits and vegetables to families. It's providing a sense of community. It's bringing people together. And what's really sad is when we were conducting focus groups a couple years ago, we had one lady just come up and thank us. And we're like, well, you know, that's what we're here for. And she's like, no, thank you for recognizing that I am part of your community. Mm. I've gone to the farmer's market before and I've felt like I didn't belong there, but I feel better about it now. I feel like you want everybody there. And we do. We have a very diverse community, and there's no reason because of low income that somebody shouldn't feel like they're allowed to come or not allowed. And what we want to do is bring everybody to the market.
Right.
Bring them to a sense of community. Let them meet their farmer and talk about what is this and how do I make it? And provide cookbooks and things to show people it's not that hard. It's not that easy sometimes, but...
Right. I think it is important. I mean, if you have never gone to the farmer's market in any of the... anywhere in Boulder County, please, please go. Meet your farmers, meet the farmers, ask them how do they do what they do. They are more than willing to tell you. They get so excited and they're so passionate about talking about organic seeds or this doesn't grow this way, or, you know, I love talking to them. And it's good to bring your kids. There are kids activities there. There's music. Every time I've gone, you know, before I started working there, my daughter and I, we sit down and, you know, we grab something to eat and we sit down and listen to the music. Next thing you know, we're holding conversations with like people from all over that, you know, maybe just move to Boulder or Longmont or something. And there you go. You start conversation with other people and then you get to learn about your community and know who's there. So I do recommend, if you have not had the opportunity or if you just decided that it's not your thing, please give it a chance to see if it's your thing. And I do recommend going to the farmer's market if you have a chance to go. Also, I would like to talk about, since we only have two more markets left.
And winter market.
And we have winter market, which is December 2nd and 3rd at the Boulder County Fairgrounds. We talked about this before, about this great thing that you did to help people in Boulder County. You have this huge heart, Erica, and that's why I love you so much. But you have this huge heart. When you see that there's a need, you don't just talk about it. You figure out how you can fill the void. And so last year you said, hey, what can we do to help some people that need assistance with making sure kids have gifts for under the tree for Christmas?
Yes. So last year, not going to say where, but I saw a tree up and it was one of the angel trees for children. And I looked at the back of every card and every single card said a gift certificate. And that to me, I've participated in programs before where you adopt a child and you buy them some presents and stuff. And I find it's very, I enjoy it. I love giving back. And so I decided to make an angel tree. And actually it turned into a program called Community Supported Caring. And we worked with Boulder County Public Health. They were able to reach out to people who were on SNAP that participated in our market. So we're giving back directly to our market customers. And this year we're going to also include WIC children as well. And what we did was we reached out, we asked for the name, the age, and then three interests or three presents that your child wants. And we put up this little Charlie Brown Christmas tree at the winter market, hung the names. We had 16 children last year, and all of them were taken. It was fantastic. And the community came together. And the best part of it was I had a woman come to pick up her gifts. Her dishwasher had died, and she had to choose between a dishwasher and Christmas for her children. And without this program, her children wouldn't have had a Christmas. So it's helping people in our community, and it's just, you know, it's the season of giving back. And it's also, you know, we feel like this program's important because we're supporting customers. We're supporting our customers that chose, you know, they have a very finite amount of a food budget and they're spending it at the market because they realize, you know, there's great value there and there's community there. And this is a way for us to give back. Mm-hmm. And I think this year we're going to have some help from Community Foundation.
That's right.
So I'd love to double the program and get like, I don't know, I'd love to have 50 kids.
Yeah.
So the tree will start out at the winter market at Boulder County Farmers Market, and then it'll make its way down to the Community Foundation until about December 15th. And then we'll see what happens.
I think it's a great idea, and I would love for more organizations or nonprofits to find the location where the tree will be and grab you a couple of families and support this cause to make sure that no kid goes without for Christmas. It is a burden on families when their financial situation is not where it should be because of whatever circumstance. You know, it's not the children's fault, no matter what. And so it's hurtful when you can't provide or, you know, they can, when you know that their friends at school are talking about what they received and maybe they didn't get anything or whatever because you weren't able to provide those extra gifts and you were just able to provide the basic necessary needs for your children, which is food, shelter, and electricity and whatever else. So sometimes you have to make that choice. So to have this in Boulder County, have this opportunity for people who are may not be in a situation where they can get their children the gift, I'm very grateful and thankful that, you know, Boulder County and Community Foundation are stepping up and saying, hey, we want to help out as well. And I know there are tons of other organizations as well that do the same thing. I just want to focus on Boulder County, helping Boulder County and as many other people in the state of Colorado. If you know someone in need, if you have the means to do it, then let's do it. I mean, like I said, it's not the kids' fault that the parents are under certain financial circumstances and not able to maybe not give them a gift at all, let alone something small. You know, and it's not the kids' fault. So I definitely appreciate it. So how are we going to go about doing that?
Well, what we did last year was at the Boulder County Farmers Markets, there's a sign up for our SNAP newsletter. And that kind of tells you what's going on and what's happening. And we took those emails. That was the email list that we had. And we just shout out an email, are you interested? So we actually took the first leap of getting in touch with people. What I'd like to do this year is if people are at their WIC checkup or if they're, you know, going in for their meeting with their, going in for their SNAP checkup, just letting people know, like, hey, I heard about this program and I'm interested. Mm-hmm. And we work really closely with Boulder County Public Health. I can't say enough how much of a wonderful partnership we have. And they'll know and they'll be able to get that information to us. So we'll probably have, you know, a cutoff date of November 30th. And that way we can get all the cards made and everything ready for that winter market the first weekend in December, which is the second and third. Okay. But I would say just talk to your contact at the WIC office or SNAP office and let them know they're interested, that you're interested, and we'll get your information.
And can they contact Boulder County Farmers Market directly?
They can. Okay. They can contact me directly. Feel free to give a call to our office. And that number is 303-910-2236. And then what I can do is get your name and information and we can go from there.
Thank you so much for coming this afternoon and providing all this information again. And thank you for all the things that you, Boulder County Farmers Market, do, and you personally, and Boulder County Public Health. I appreciate all that you do in making sure that people are notified about what's out there in our community, how that there are resources. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I try to tell our single parents and everyone in our community. There are resources if you need assistance. It's out there for you. And we're very happy to provide those resources for you. And it's not the time to be prideful. We're here. We want to help. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Erica. I appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Metro on KGNU. I've been your host, Shakita Yarbrough. You can hear me on the first Monday of every month with my show, Victorious Single Parents, discussing issues that concern single parent families. My guest today was Erica Motes from the Boulder County Farmers Market, and we've been discussing the Angel Tree Giving Program for less fortunate families. So thanks for tuning in to Metro on KGNU, and I look forward to being with you again on the first Monday in December.